Hello, this is Robert Lamondre, New York City's Buildings Commissioner. As you know, New York City Buildings Department ensures the safe and lawful use of buildings and properties by enforcing the Building Code and Zoning Resolution. Today, I'd like to talk to you about C-joists and concrete block wall objectives. Today, in the construction of buildings, mostly under six stories, steel C-joist floor construction is now really used a lot, and it's gaining ground as an alternative to conventional timber construction. And why? Well, there's lots of reasons. You know, timber joists are combustible, C-joists are not. A timber joist weighs about 7 pounds per linear foot, and a C-joist weighs only 3. Timber joists are generic, they're organic and sustainable. C-joists are different, they're an engineered product, and they are, you know, recycled steel, you know, mainly from vehicle parts. Of course, timber joints don't easily accommodate pipes and ducts, so C-joists all of a sudden, because they're manufactured and they're engineered, they can have pass-throughs for mechanicals like piping and ductwork. In some sense, the old versus the new, timber joists are going by the wayside and we're getting more C-joist construction. What that means is we need to be clear that there are different ways to construct, and we also have to take more safety precautions because it's an engineered product. In the past, you know, timber joists with concrete block has been used for, you know, a long time. Today, moving these same people to use C-joists with concrete block, they need to understand the differences, not just the benefits of why we use them, but also how to use them safely. So using C-joists, as we said, we really need to use them in a different way than we've done before. We need to make sure that the workers on the job site understand that they're not like using a timber joist. And why we say that is because when it's engineered and it has the strength as if it were a timber joist when it's completely finalized and built. In other words, during construction, while we're working, the timber joist acts differently than a C-joist. And what we're finding is we're finding a number of catastrophic failures with the C-joist construction because workers and or supervisors don't understand the mechanics and the engineering behind it. And that's why engineers that are specifying this need to make sure that they communicate to those people who are building it the means and methods and make sure that they don't find themselves in a dangerous condition. So, for example, what we have found is that maybe in the old days when people would use timber, they might place and store concrete block to be used to build the walls and as they move up the building. And in these times of rapid building, they may accept a delivery that really doesn't belong on that level because the actual floor is not fully constructed, not fully assembled. So, you know, during construction, placing even a light material on an unbraced top flange of the C-joist can instantaneously cause sideways buckling and an instant progressive collapse of all the joists resulting, you know, in a catastrophic event. So what we want people to do is we want them to understand that C-joists don't act as timber joists and that they are an engineered product. And engineers need to communicate how to, you know, take precautions to make sure bad things don't happen. The other main problem that we're finding with C-joists and concrete masonry walls is that temporary bracing is not being installed while building a concrete masonry wall. So not only are we finding that the engineered process to construct the building is out of sequence, that workers on the job site and the supervisor are continuing to build a tall concrete masonry wall without any horizontal support. And this stability, once you go over a couple of feet, becomes problematic. So what we're asking contractors and supervisors and engineers to do is to do two things. One is to make sure you understand the differences of using C-joists construction, metal C-joists versus timber construction. And we also want you to understand that building concrete block walls in conjunction with that need to be done in a sequence that makes a safe job site. For the full presentation given at the Build Safe, Live Safe conference, please refer to the reference section of the Department of Building's website. And good luck, and thanks for listening.